Hey, you guys, I'm Lalitha Arnold, and welcome back to my podcast, Life in a Chair. So I wanted to record this quick podcast before I lost this information or before I forget this information. You know how sometimes information comes to you and it be so good, but you have to act on it, because if you don't, you'll forget about it or you'll overthink it when you go to record it or write it down. If that's not you, that's me. I'm pretty sure it's some of you guys, but this is definitely me. So I was in this group last night called Clubhouse, and I jumped in this conversation. And I asked one of the speakers, how do I start monetizing off of the information that I have? I'm 27 years in the beauty industry, so I know a lot. I'm pretty wise, raised by my grandmother. I have so much information in me, and I have not figured out how to get this information out of me and put it on paper or put it in books or put it in a course. And when the young ladies was like, "La, I know you and you are extremely intelligent and you have tons of information in you. You need to pick a coach. You need to pick a coach and stick with a coach." And the reason she said this is because I love to learn, right? I love to learn. I listen to a lot of coaches. I follow a lot of coaches. I read tons of books. And I travel and I go to a lot of classes. The problem with that is that I don't get a chance to implement every single thing that I've learned. And I was told by this young lady that I am an information overload. That's a nice way to put it, but that's not what it is. She said that I am an information hoarder. And I am an information hoarder. Like, how can you get mad at the truth, right? So I really appreciate her always being honest with me. And I am an information hoarder. So she said that I need to pick a coach and I need to stick with a coach. And so the crazy part is that we find ourselves talking and asking people for help when we already have the answer. We already have the solution. It's just that we don't trust ourselves. We don't believe in ourselves. For some reason, we feel the need for someone else to validate what it is that we already know. The reason I'm saying all of that is that just the other day, I was sitting in peace and quiet. And when I'm stressed out and when it's too much going on, I tend to stop and just sit in silence so that God can help me, so that he can guide me, so that he can speak to me and tell me what it is that I need to do. And what he said was that you need to pick a coach. But you also need to put all of your coaches in order. Put in order all of your coaches, what it is that they do, and work with that coach that you need at that moment. So I did it. Like, why sit there in peace waiting for God to speak to me? And then when he speaks to me, I don't do what it is that he tells me to do, right? So I did it. So some of my favorite coaches is Maudie Speaks, Donnie Wiggins, Davis Shands, Kendall Ficklin, and Dewan. I don't know Dewan's last name, but you guys can check out the notes, and I'll put their names and stuff in the notes. So I put their names on a piece of paper, and I put on a piece of paper things that they do, and then I put them in the order that I need them. And so I've decided to work with this one particular coach first, and then I'm going to work with the other one, and work with the other one, and work with the other one, just so that I'm not spending as much on education this year as I did last year, just so that I am not collecting as much information as I did this year or, you know, last year and not implement it. We have to start implementing some of this information that we're learning, like, right then. I have no excuse. Yes, I have an amazing, thriving business, but at the same time, I do make time for what I want to make time for. and I can make time to implement some of these amazing things that I am learning from some of these amazing coaches. So that's the advice that I have for you guys today. Take a moment, sit back in silence, talk to God about what it is that you have going on, what it is that you need help with, and when he tells you, implement it. Do not wait to implement it, because then you're wasting his time and you're wasting your time. Something like what I've been doing for the past couple of years, learning all of this great information and not taking the time to implement any of it. I wouldn't say any of it, but not implementing all of it. What is the purpose of learning how to cook salmon if I'm going to keep eating chicken? You get what I'm saying? That's it for me today, guys. Just want to record this quick podcast for you guys, give you guys this information, something that was on my heart, something that I woke up to. And I am going to get off of here and go and implement some of this knowledge that I have in my head so that I can follow what it is that I'm telling you guys to follow. All right. Bye, you guys.